So you ask me what is my key to happy life? Let me think. It's maybe moments. Yeah, I think it will be one of those things. I mean, the person who can catch and appreciate happy moments in her life could also create amazing memories in that way. Money or material things will not give you that feeling. Look, you can buy new smartphone or computer for money, but will it give you a happiness? Probably yes, but it will be short-lived. You will get bored with new things over time, and you will not have as much fun with them as the beginning. So you will start buying new ones. It will not lead you to true happiness, only to shopaholics. So you probably already guessed that I completely disagree with the statement that money makes happiness. But let me go away from the topic of material world. It really annoys me. When I think about happiness, love, family, and my friends also comes to my mind because it's thanks to them that moments are worth remembering. Personally, there is no greater value to me than family. You ask me an interesting question. If I have any motto that helps me in my quest for happy life, oh yeah, I definitely have, and it sounds no one will be able to love you if you don't love yourself first. I believe that this is reflected in real life. Each of us should reflect on this. Now, one more quotation come to my mind. It might seem a little funny because Dumbledore told him in the seventh part of the series about Harry Potter, "Do not pity death, Harry. Pity the living and above all, those who live without love." When I was a child, I didn't understand it as well as I do now. But recently, I reread this book, and these words stuck in my memory. I allow myself to believe that love has a huge power and is able to provide us with happiness. To sum up, I strongly believe that if we take care of family or friendship relations, we will be able to experience true happiness. But most of all, we have to take care of ourselves. If we love ourselves that the way we are, other people will love us the way we are. Look, it all comes down to love again. I have said before that family is the most important value for me that makes me happy, but it shouldn't be forgotten that family is also love. Now, you listener, what is your own recipe for happiness?